Okay, we're speaking with Michael C. D'Aloia, the last that some of you people heard from you, Mike. You were the tech czar of the city of Cleveland, and you've since left that position. Well, why did you leave?
Well, that's a very good question. I think internally I wasn't doing as good a job as I probably should have been. I wasn't in great alignment with the administration at the time. And I had given 3 good years of my life, so I just thought maybe it was time to check out the greener grass in the private sector.
Yeah. So what are you doing now?
Well, now I am Senior Director of Business Development for School One and a new company that we're about to launch called Fit Technologies. School One is in the full-service IT shop for the K-12 marketplace. And Fit, we hope to launch successfully as a full-service IT shop for the corporate environment.
But now that you're in the private sector here, you're still involved in the Cleveland tech scene, though, right?
And I've never stopped, loving the city of Cleveland and, my 3 years at the city, working for two mayors. And let me just say, both mayors were fantastic people, very earnest. I just felt the grind that last 6 months of being in politics for just a bit too long for me. But of course, I'm still involved in technology. I've been working with a number of tech companies since I left, not only at School One, but also with OWeb Technologies. I've been working with a new startup called Upgrade.com, working with Locality.com and refreshing their brand and identity and their content. Hope to be making some investments in tech companies as well. And I've consistently kept the clarion call out for companies to move into the city. And I hope in this new column that I'm writing for Great Lakes Geek that I can announce at least two of them that will be coming into the city very, very soon.
Well, that's a great segue, Mike. We're happy to have you on board at GreatLakesGeek.com. A lot of people have valued your opinion and your energy and what you've done for the tech scene, and now just because you're not in the political side of it, you're in the private side, that we expect to hear a lot of the intensity and passion for technology and business in the city of Cleveland in your writing. What can visitors expect to read and hear from you on GreatLakesGeek.com?
No, that's fantastic. I think a number of things they're going to hear is, one, they're going to get news before it hits the PD and Cranes in terms of new companies moving in. We're also going to be talking about unique technology hotspots that they may not be aware of. For example, I do believe the first column talks about the Hanna Tech Hotel, which is still a hidden gem, even though it's full. It's a hidden gem for small startup tech companies as a place to incubate on a month-by-month basis with every tool that you can possibly imagine included in that base rent. We're expanding that to triple its size in the next 3 months. And then I believe my second column is talking about just the aggregation of tech companies in Tyler Elevator. So it's a lot of news before you get to read it in the mainstream press, and a lot of strategy discussions of tech in Northeast Ohio, and more specifically Cleveland.
Well, we're excited to have this the unique perspective that only the tech czar can bring in. And that's I guess that's a good closing question. Can we still call you the tech czar?
You always retain your last title, brother. So yes, I please call me Tech Czar. I totally dig it. I've always thought it was a good brand, and if I'm the last one who gets to keep that title, then so much the better for me.
All right, listeners, you heard it here. We're going to be posting columns from the Tech Czar, Michael C. D'Aloia, on GreatLakesGeek.com. We're looking forward to it, Mike. And visitors, log on now. Column one is up. Thanks, Mike.
And it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.